From the Heart, November 25. A Holy People. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in Him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. This scripture will be literally fulfilled. Everything is to be shaken that can be shaken, that those things that cannot be shaken may remain. I am amazed as I consider the past, present, and future of the people of God. The Lord will have a pure, holy people, a people who will stand the test. All believers need now to search their hearts as with a lighted candle. Before us is held out the wonderful possibility of being like Christ, obedient to all the principles of the law of God. But of ourselves, we are utterly powerless to attain to this condition. All that is good in us comes to us through Christ. The holiness that God's Word declares we must have before we can be saved is the result of the working of divine grace as we bow in submission to the discipline and restraining influence. The work of transformation from unholiness to holiness is a continuous work. Day by day, God labors for our sanctification, and we are to cooperate with Him by putting forth persevering efforts in the cultivation of right habits. The way in which we are to work out our own salvation is plainly specified in the first chapter of 2 Peter. Constantly we are to add grace to grace, and as we do this, God will work for us upon the plan of multiplication. He is always ready to hear and answer the prayer of the contrite heart, and grace and peace are multiplied to His faithful ones. Gladly He grants them the blessings that they need in their struggle against the evils that beset them. Those who listen to the counsels of His word shall not want any good thing. God will more than fulfill the highest expectations of those who put their trust in Him. He desires us to remember that when we are humble and contrite, we stand where He can and will manifest Himself to us. He is well pleased when we urge past mercies and blessings as a reason why He should bestow on us higher and greater blessings. He is honored when we love Him and bear testimony to the genuineness of our love by keeping His commandments. He is honored when we set apart the seventh day as sacred and holy. To those who do this, the Sabbath is a sign that they might know, God declares, that I am the Lord that sanctify them. Sanctification means habitual communion with God. There is nothing so great and powerful as God's love for those who are His children.